Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2017. Yes, good evening everyone. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. Reporting from Blenheim, it's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Hello to everyone listening in. Since January this year, I've been asking for NZART members interested in filling vacancies that will exist on Council after the AGM to step forward. In the last month, Council have approved two new people for the position of Councillor in the Central Region. The two new Councillors are Anne Fraser, ZL3TNT, who served on Council from 2009 to 2011 in the Midland Region and has since shifted to Fielding, and Scott Jackson, ZL2YSL, from Wellington. Anne and Scott will be attending the AGM and conference in Rotorua next weekend and will be available for members to meet them, and Council are grateful to them volunteering to help our association. There are still two Council vacancies remaining, one each in the Northern and Southern regions. Please consider helping your association. If you are interested and live in one of these areas, please contact myself or Debbie Morgan at NZART HQ. I would like to say a few words about the 5 MHz or 60 metre allocation that resulted from the 2015 World Radio Conference. Understandably, many New Zealand amateurs have been wondering why we have not yet had this allocation made available here, especially as many overseas administrations have done this. In New Zealand, the Defence Force has several channels in the 60 metre allocation. As the primary user with the licensed allocations, there is no obligation at all on them to move to make the band space clear. Similarly, Radio Spectrum Management is under no obligation to move this user out. Our Administration Liaison Officer, Don Wallace, is working with the NZDF to have him look at the possibility for amateurs to coexist with their operations on a non-interference basis. If that is the case, the next step will be for RSM to allow us to operate on this new band on a non-interference basis. I can see why there is frustration at the slow progress of this, but the hard reality is that as a secondary user we have no automatic right to the spectrum, and we are reliant on the primary user, as I explained, finding time to look into a matter which will not be a priority for them. Don hopes to have more information on progress to date next week at our AGM. Finally, like many of our members, I am looking forward to our AGM and conference next week in Rotorua and hope to meet many of you there. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. The President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. It's just 6 days away now until NZART Conference 2017 in Rotorua. Yes, come and visit New Zealand's coolest hotspot. The venue for this year's conference is the Sudama Hotel, located in Rotorua City, geothermal paradise. There is generous parking available at the venue during the day and night for cars and moderate-sized vehicles. Motorhomes and similar can use the car park during the day, but will need other facilities at night. An NZMCA park is located at Nongataha, and other overnight parking is available in various spots reasonably close to Rotorua City. Full details for Rotorua Conference 2017 can be found on pages 26 and 27 of your March-April break-in and on the conference webpage www.hamradio.co.nz. It's not too late to register for conference, but the $30 late registration penalty does apply. If you require accommodation, telephone the Sudama Hotel in Rotorua direct on 07 348 1174, 07 348 1174, and say you are with the NZART conference group. Do not attempt to book the hotel online, as you'll be told the hotel is full. NZART Conference 2017 in Rotorua over Queen's Birthday weekend. Onwards now to Upper Hutt for headquarters news, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Almost time for conference, so it's time to advise the usual head office closure at this time of year. Headquarters will be closed from Thursday the 1st of June until Wednesday the 7th of June. If you wish your apology to be placed at the AGM, can you please send me an email by the 31st of May so I can record it in the minutes? With the recent closure of Christchurch West Branch 56, there are quite a number of members still assigned to this branch. In order to save time and costs, could those members please contact me and advise to which branch they now wish to be affiliated? You may not necessarily attend branch meetings or events. However, Clause 7.2 of the NZART Constitution requires a member to be affiliated to a branch in the area they reside. This is specifically for voting on remits and council elections when required. So please make sure that you are in the area you wish your vote to be counted. While you may be a member of more than one branch, for the purpose of elections, you are required to stipulate a branch that your votes will be considered. Well, I do hope to see as many of you at conference as possible, which unbelievably will be my 20th conference for NZART. Wow, how time flies. My first was in Whangarei in 1998. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 NZART will be holding their annual sale day on Saturday, July 22nd at their club rooms at the Whangarei Museum and Heritage Park, 500 State Highway 14, Manu in Whangarei. The doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Tables for vendors are available at $10 per 900mm. Tea, coffee and a range of food will be on sale. In the evening, the branch annual three-course dinner will be held, starting at 6 p.m. with dinner being served at 6:30 p.m. The cost, $15 per head, BYO drinks. Seating is limited and bookings are essential and close on Saturday, the 15th of July. Make all bookings for the meal and all table bookings for the sale to Brian Winger, ZL1BSW. You can phone Brian 0274 913 888, 0274 913 888, or email ZL1BSW at nzart.org.nz. ZL1BSW at nzart.org.nz. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club annual sale day on Saturday, the 22nd of July. Now for a catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
So, you couldn't get to Hamvention? Well, there's always next year. Meanwhile, we open this week's report with a sampling of sounds direct from Ohio's Greene County Fairgrounds, as reported by Amateur Radio Newsline's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Hamvention brought new products, forums, award ceremonies, contests, and more than 1,000 exhibitors, plus a huge flea market. Yes, there was rain and mud and traffic delays part of the time, but there was also fellowship among the 30,000 or so attendees. Here are a few we spoke to.
My name is Gary Shorter. The call is AA8CS from the Akron, Ohio area. Love the Hamvention. Love the new facility. Could do without the mud in the flea market.
I'm Randy, W9ZR from Columbus, Ohio, and coming to Dayton since 74. And I love the flea market. There's always special finds out here in the flea market that can only be found at Dayton. And we are enjoying the new venue here. It's just a little bit too much rain this weekend.
Best of all, we get to do it all again next year. Hamvention 2018 will be held May 18th through the 20th. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Some youngsters prefer swimming and soccer when they go to camp. In Gujarat, India, however, one group of kids were learning about soldering and signal reports. We hear more from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
This wasn't the average summer camp experience for students in Gujarat in India. This was summer camp, ham radio style, and the young attendees at Science City, Ahmedabad, got all the basics, from station setup to propagation to different modes of communication. They even learn, much to their surprise, that amateur radio can put them in touch with astronauts aboard the International Space Station and help them communicate with satellites. The programme on the 20th of May was coordinated by Rajesh Vagadia, VU2EXP, Regional Coordinator of AMSAT India. As an added measure, Rajesh's nephew, Priyesh, VU3GLY, gave a demonstration on VHF to encourage his peers. He's a high school student in his teens and is a big fan of digital modes. He's been licensed since 2013. Finally, in a somewhat optimistic gesture, summer camp organisers also included a detailed discussion of the licensing procedures in India, because there's life and there's radio after summer camp. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Members of the Gotlands Radio Club, SK1BL, are operating through December 31st using the special call signs 7S1GRK and SK70BL from Gotland Island. This is a celebration of the club's 70th anniversary. Listen on various HF bands. A special award is available. All QSOs are being confirmed automatically via the Bureau. The club requests no return QSL cards. Two German amateurs, DF3MC and DL8JJ, are on the air from the Faroe Islands until the 25th of May using the call signs OY/home call. They are focusing on operating from Summits as part of the Summits on the Air program, but will also be heard on HF. Tom, KC0W, hopes to be active from Zimbabwe as Z25DX from the 23rd of May to the 18th of June. He will operate CW only. QSL cards go via KC0W. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Waro News is next up, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's almost NZIRT conference time again, and of course that means it's also time for the Waro AGM, which takes place during NZIRT conference weekend in Rotorua. The Waro AGM will be held at the Sudima Hotel, 1000 Eru Eru Street, Rotorua, on Sunday the 4th of June 2017. Waro President Cathy ZL2ADK is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you're unable to attend, apologies can be lodged during the Monday night Waro 80 meter net or emailed to any Waro executive member. The Thelma Super Contest results will be announced at the Waro AGM, as is usual, and the future of the contest will be discussed. There will be a raffle of a ladies' pamper basket and one for the OMs as well, so be sure to bring along some cash for a ticket or two. 55 years ago in Rotorua, during an NZIRT conference, Waro was formed by a group of lady operators. And to mark this occasion, all ladies attending NZIRT conference are invited to join us for a special morning tea, which will start around 10:30 a.m. on the Sunday morning. Ladies do not have to be Waro members to join in this celebration. There'll be a special cake and at least one of our founding members attending this event. I'll be at conference this year and look forward to meeting up with many of you. If you take photos during some of the planned activities, remember to send copies to our librarian, Jolene, ZL1UJB for the Waro history, and to the bulletin and break-in page editors. That's all for May from Waro Jim. See you at conference. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, NZART Branch 80. Their next meeting is on Wednesday, June the 14th, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms on Whangaparoa Road in Stanmore Bay. James, ZL2ET, will give an insight into meteor scatter communication techniques, which works by bouncing radio signals off the ionized trails produced by meteors burning through the atmosphere. Just a notice here of an upcoming Open Day by NZART Branch 25, Napier, at the Napier Amateur Radio Clubrooms on Sunday the 18th of June, starting 1:30 p.m. A number of demonstrations will be given, so look at the newsletter and see if you can help. And that event will be at the clubrooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. Wellington Amateur Radio Club, Branch 50, has its next meeting on Wednesday the 21st of June at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street, Mount Cook, starting 7:30 p.m. By popular request, the event will be a Nosh and Natter, where you bring some food to share and a few tall stories for entertainment. Over to the South Island now, and looking a little further forward, Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22, has a midwinter lunch on Sunday the 16th of July from 12 noon. See your newsletter for details and remember to RSVP to the Simpsons before the 10th of July for catering purposes. Christchurch Branch 05 has its monthly meeting on Wednesday the 7th of June starting 7:30 p.m. at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. This month there will be a report from the NZART conference, followed by a talk by Jane Foley on CPR and keeping us alive in the shack. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are held on Wednesdays at the clubrooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On June the 7th, David ZL4DK will talk about how to design and make your inductors for HF and VHF projects, including formulae, wire, and some simple test equipment to roll your own and test the results. On the 21st, David ZL4DK and Peter ZL4LV will talk about homebrew high-power amplifiers for the 23cm band. And on the 28th, Martin ZL4JH, with others, will talk on communication systems supporting the restoration of the Kaikoura Road and Rail corridors. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.